Hi everyone, I'm Jenna Millie with Screenwriting U, and I'm here today with writer Phyllis Nagy, who adapted The Price of Salt into a script called Carol, which stars Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara. Hi Phyllis. Hi Phyllis, so good to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Great. I understand that you were acquaintances with the novel of The Price of Salt, which Carol is based on, Patricia Highsmith. Is that true? Did you know her?
Yeah, I did. I knew her over the last decade of her life. I knew her pretty well. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what a great honor to be able to adapt her script. Is that how you came to the project, or was it just a coincidence that you had known her and then this became the script you wrote?
No, it was a coincidence. I didn't actually read the novel until the year she died, because it was quite a personal novel for her, and I was young and didn't want to say the wrong thing about it to her, so I just waited, and then I read it, and a couple of years later was approached to try to adapt it.
Oh my gosh, amazing. It's just incredible. Yeah. What a interesting thing to have happen. How did you meet? Had you been a writer prior to that time?
Not really. I was flirting with the idea. I was, you know, young and in New York and thinking it might be quite a nice thing to become a playwright. But I hadn't done anything real, and I was working at the New York Times and suggested Pat Highsmith for to do a walking tour of Greenwood Cemetery for the editors of one of the New York Times magazines. And she happened to be in town promoting a book. And so she said yes, and they sent me along with her on this hilarious and kind of spooky and gruesome, rainy tour of a cemetery. So we met that way, and then developed this correspondence for a while, you know, in the days when people still wrote letters, which I miss, you know, but we don't write letters anymore to people who live far away. And then I moved to London and in the early 90s and saw a lot more of her.
Oh, because she lived in London at the time then when you were corresponding.
She lived in Switzerland. I was in New York. And she would come to New York actually a couple of times a year, so I'd see her. But when I moved to London, there was, of course, a lot more opportunity to see her, to visit. She was in London quite frequently.
Well, what a great story. That sounds like it could be a book or a script as well, especially the beginning. Have you thought about writing? I mean, what was this like writing about her book and knowing her? What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, I mean, one day, I think, when this is a distant memory, I might be able to, it's actually quite entertaining, the story of 18 years of trying to get Carol made. But now, I think I'm just, I am Highsmith's out for the moment.
Well, first of all, the film is just so beautiful. I wanted to talk to you about your technique of capturing the moment and getting into the sets. How much description do you do when you're writing, and how much detail is on the page?
There's quite a lot of detail. I mean, it isn't, you know, it's nothing about camera shots or angles or anything like that, but there was quite a lot of opportunity in adapting this book to make silence and subtext a key component of the narrative technique, and I ran with that. I mean, there's you know, quite a lot of description of behavior, say. So Therese and Carol in a car, what is Therese looking at? What is she focused on? What is it that Carol is looking at, the sort of ways in which you can orchestrate the first time people touch or kiss or things like that. That's really, really, you don't get to do that a lot, I would say. But in this case, I felt it was absolutely necessary way of telling the story. And luckily, so did Todd, who, you know, in the making of the film, enhanced and made all of that even more apparent.
And how much of the story, you know, because a book, a regular book would take you maybe, what, 8 to 10 hours to read, and a film only takes 2 hours to watch. How much did you, how did you do your cuts or your edits of the book to get it to, was that difficult?
This was actually easy. It was one of the easier parts of it, because the book is told not exclusively through, but primarily through the point of view of the young, unreliable Therese, who's falling in love. And we hear, we get shards of Carol's life, but always through the filter of Therese's experience of her. So, you know, immediately, of course, the first thing I knew is that one had to have Carol's life in the film, not seen through the eyes of Therese, unless we were going to make a, you know, very experimental point of view film, which we weren't ever. And then the calibration came in knowing that you had to shift a point of view. So you begin with Therese being the vulnerable party, and the point of view is always with the vulnerable party. But as the film progresses and their love story progresses, then it must be Carol. Carol ultimately becomes the vulnerable party whose point of view is ever so slightly focused. So that was a challenge, but a good one. You know, it wasn't a, some screenwriting challenges are drudge challenges. But, you know, this was not that.
How many, you know, how long did the, excuse me, the writing process take? Do you start with outlines and then go to script pages?
No, never. I don't think I've ever written an outline for anything, and I don't think I'd know how or be very good at it. What I generally do is I live with the source material. I obsessively read it and reread it, make a bunch of notes, then kind of take off 3 weeks and watch a bunch of baseball games, and then and then go back and just write the script straight through. I'm one of these people who, even in revisions, you know, if something is wrong in, you know, scene 47, there will be something wrong in the 46 scenes that precede it. So it's always a beginning to end rewriting process. I don't stop until I've gone through the whole damn thing.
Oh my gosh.
And, well, I mean, it's quite laborious, but it's, you know, things come up. Especially something this delicate, where a balance can be shifted just by having someone, you know, light a cigarette at the wrong time. I mean, it sounds weird, but it's the only way I can approach it. So that over the years, I think there were, before Todd came, there were 4 substantial drafts and 2 handfuls of what I would consider to be minor tweaks or adjustments. And then when Todd came and we had our chats, I did 1 final draft. So, I mean, you know, it wasn't, in real terms, it wasn't a torturous writing process. It was more waiting and false starts.
Why do you think it was so difficult to get the movie made? What do you think was?
I really think, well, first of all, when we first started, the time was completely wrong. There were no, to my knowledge, there were no fairly mainstream stories like this that were being financed and told. But as as time went on, it became very clear that the real reason is because it's driven by women in an unfamiliar genre. I mean, it's not a genre, is it? Which is part of the difficulty. It wasn't a thriller. It wasn't a romance, really. It was just one of those good old-fashioned adult stories that are always difficult to get made. But in addition, the two leads were women, and the third lead, arguably a woman, and the men very much in support. So I think that's why. I don't think it had much to do with lesbianism. It has to do with who's in charge, who's making decisions, what kinds of movies people want to put money into, and ultimately it's all a business decision, isn't it?
It seems like women are having more films available for them at the box office. I feel it's been going up and up. Do you think this will pave the way to more films like this?
I hope so. I hope all those films, you know, which are not easily plugged into any particular box. I hope these movies make money, because to be blunt, that's the thing that counts, isn't it? I mean, praise or awards or all of those things are of course very nice, but in order for three more films like Carol to be made, it has to do some business. And so that's one of my hopes for it and all those other films that are floating around at the moment with women at their centers.
Right. Well, there's so many, just to go back to the writing for a minute, there's so many details, which I think is what makes the film so special. Two that really I love, just that jumped out to me, were when Therese is asked to wear the Santa hat, when her compliments of the company, it's given to everyone. And I thought, wow, that is so different from how it would be like to work at a department store today. And I love that detail. And I also loved it when she turned on the oven in her kitchen and got warm. I don't know why. It just really put me in the time and place. Were those mm-hmm. your details, or were you taking those from the book?
Those things are, I don't remember about the Santa hat. It may well be in the book, but the ritual of lighting her stove and all that's in the script. They're both in the script. Done very well, I think, though, so that the details that the writing wants to be sensitive to were not lost on, you know, the filmmakers in general. And I think that's probably rare, and probably why you notice these things, you know.
Well, I just thought, wow, you know, really anything could be happening in that scene. You could just call it a morning scene or a waking up scene, but each scene had such careful detail that I really felt like I was having the experience of being back in time. I loved mm-hmm. the sets. It's just so gorgeous. And the where Therese works and Carol's house and everything, it just really makes you feel like that's how a period film should be done. I really loved it. So I wanted to hear more about your process of putting that piece into it. After you get this, does that happen after you get the story down, or do you start, you know, back in this era looking at magazines or pictures, or, you know, how does that come about?
I didn't. I have the book. Mm-hmm. And I had memories of, I grew up in New York, and my grandma lived in a tenement apartment on the Lower East Side. And so I have memories of her lighting her stove and, you know, doing the kinds of things that, you know, as a kid, those things imprint themselves on your memory. So in this case, it was probably that I knew that environment, luckily, so I didn't really have to obsessively pore over details of the period. Of course, when they then made the movie, that's what they did. Todd and Judy Becker and Sandy Powell all made sure everything was absolutely correct, but not in a stifling way, I hope. Sometimes you look at these things and you think, oh, someone could have relaxed in the art direction department, but here it felt natural.
It does. I love when Therese goes and sees the film. She's watching it in the projection room. Those are such good moments. Well, I just have one more question for you, which is, what do you have any advice for someone who has a passion project like this that, you know, it's so hard to write and get something produced? What would be your takeaway advice from this experience?
The takeaway advice, I would think that the best thing anyone can do, finding themselves in that kind of position where it's taking a long time and you have got to put up with lots of false starts and disappointments, is to never lose sight, never give anyone the easy yes. And by that I mean, if someone comes along waving a fistful of cash and says they'll make this movie, if Therese and Carol, you know, are the same age and we push it up to 1963 so they can have more swinging, you know, times, say no. That it is the most important thing that you can ever do when you've got something like this. Just learn to say no and don't give an easy yes.
Must be hard to do if you are seeing the fistful of cash and you know that this is your one chance to get something made. But I think that's great advice. It can really seem difficult.
The cash you'll spend, and then you'll be left with this thing that you don't want. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Phyllis. Great talking to you, and I hope we get to talk again. It was
thank
really
you.
A pleasure. Okay.
Pleasure.
Take care.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.